faithful and true. By his mercy he proves he is love.
Is great, right? Oh, come on, guys. The Lord is great, right? Yes, very good, very good. All right, so welcome. So great to be together. If you are joining us online, we are glad that you joined us this morning. If you are a visitor with us, maybe not the college students, but if you're a visitor with us, you can if you want to. Fill out the bulletin that's in front of you so that we know that you came to visit with us today. If you are online, just go to our contact us portion of our page on insidegrace.org, all right? So, a couple quick announcements. One, Awana program is doing a Operation Christmas Child shoebox collection that is due on this Friday, November 20th. Yes, November 20th. I'm sorry, I'm getting all confused. Yes, Friday, November 20th, this Friday coming up. I can't believe it's November 20th and next week is Thanksgiving. Eat up. So that is, if you don't have a shoebox, there are some in the foyer. So grab one of those and grab one of the sheets that come along with it. Like I said, you can't just fill it up willy-nilly with whatever you want to. So there's a list in there. There's also videos on the website. If you have any further questions, feel free to contact our children's director, Amy Messina, and she can give you a little bit more details on that. Also, youth ministry. We're going to be shooting each other on Wednesday. All right, so this Wednesday coming up, do not come to the church. No one will be here except for maybe the ladies ministry. But we will be meeting at Tanks Paintball in Richmond. Parents, you should have received an email with the address from me. Your students will need a waiver form filled out online. So just refer back to that email or contact me directly at my email address there. And I can send that to you as well. We will be meeting at 6:30. This time we need to get fitted, and then we're also going to be eating pizza before we shoot. All right, and then we commence firing at 7 o'clock. So we're going to eat pizza before we eat. Some more pizza. All right, so we do have a treat. As you can tell, there's some college students here. We do have a treat today. We have Tim Miles that will be joining us. Tim has actually spoken. It was funny, I texted him yesterday. You know, your phone reminds you of like things that happened about a year or so ago. So about a year ago today, Tim was talking to our youth at our youth retreat. All right. So I've known Tim, I guess, a few years now from Veritas Christian Academy. He's one of our parents there. So I've known him a while. We do support him as a ministry. So that's a great thing as they work in campuses reaching college students for Christ. All right, so you will be able to hear from him and a few students this morning. So let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll continue our worship this morning. Dear God, we come to you first and foremost just grateful for who you are. We thank you so much, as scripture says, that new mercies are poured out on our lives each and every day, like the dew is on the grass. And so thank you for the mercies that you provide for us today. We do want to pray for our country at this time. As things are happening and there's what seems like division and such, help us as your people to be the ones to lead in the unification of our country. First and foremost, help us to be unified within the body, God. Help us to know the beauty of what that means, to see the importance of what that looks like. Regardless of how we feel about anything, God, help us to put unity first, so that people can know and see you in the lives that we live and the ministries that we do. Be with us, God, as your people, to be mindful of how we act, the things that we say, the attitudes that we carry, and even, God, the things that we post on our social media sites. Help us to be able to be loving and to show you off, ultimately, God, so that others that don't know you may come to know you as their Savior. We thank you. We commit this time to you. May you be glorified in our worship, and may you find joy in the things that we do this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old Your goodness is running out, it's running out. Sing it. He's been faithful to you.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing.
Gonna sing.
Of the goodness of God.
People sing along.
Good morning. We have a special treat for you this morning. As was mentioned by Zach earlier, Tim Miles, who's spoken here at Grace at least two times that I'm aware of. This goes back to actually Clayton Dye. Several years ago, we had Clayton Dye come here and share about campus outreach. It's a ministry amongst college students. They were working up in the area where I had pastored for years up at Sam Houston State. That's how I found out about it, through a pastor up there that called me and said, Dave, you got to get involved with this ministry. And so we had Clayton out, and so we have supported this ministry for several years. We still support Clayton, and then we picked up Tim, I think last year or the year before that. And so he is with a number of students and I think some staff as well, right? And they're going to come up and share about what God's doing in that ministry. And just to let you know, Tim has three children. He's got one in the oven. One's coming in February. And so he's going to be a busy guy. I think Danielle might be here for second service as she's feeling up to it. I can't blame her staying home, though. So anyway, Tim, if you'll come up here with your crew.
So Zach isn't here to say this, but when he was talking about paintballing, I heard a couple of people kind of mentioning, you know, campus outreach versus Grace Youth paintball match. We have a Friendsgiving going on that weekend, so maybe we'll postpone it though. So we look forward to competing against all you kids in a paintball match soon. But anyway, so good morning, everyone. My name is Tim Miles. Like Pastor Dave said, I work on staff with Campus Outreach, and I am the area director over U of H and HBU. And so we're excited to share with you all, give an update about what God is doing, and hopefully encourage you all as you leave this morning. And so before we start, I want to introduce who we have with me. So Emmanuel and Julie Ubadanobi, they're on staff at U of H. Emmanuel has came here a few times with me to give updates and share. And so last time he was here, as I told the service before, he was not married. And so they got married in December. And so they're about to celebrate a year. So that's exciting and fun. And then we got Greg Vincent, who is a student at HBU. He was on the football team. He's about to graduate now. Forever an athlete, and so excited to have Greg here with us. And then we have a few students that are from HBU. So we have Garrett, the tall guy in the front, and then we have Josh, Solomon, Nate, and Drew. And so we're excited to be here with y'all. And so a little bit about myself. So that's my family. My wife wasn't able to make it. We have three kids and one on the way, and so Timothy is the oldest, and then Alexander, Eliana, and then, like I said, we have another one on the way, and so we don't know the gender yet. We'll find out when the baby comes. It's coming the end of February, so we're excited about that. A little busy, but hey, it's great. And so my connection to Grace is kind of a couple things. So like Pastor Dave said, we got connected to Grace through a pastor in Huntsville. So our ministry comes under the authority and guidance of a church. And so our staff were going to Fellowship of Huntsville, the people that went to Sam Houston. And so we got connected to that church, and our boss, Clayton, he got connected to Grace. And then I came in a couple years ago, and really at that time of sharing and coming in to speak and giving updates, my oldest son started at Veritas Christian Academy, and that's where obviously Zach works at. And so we got connected, and I got an opportunity to speak at the youth retreat last year, and so that was a lot of fun. That was my first time doing a retreat by myself, so giving four talks, it was fun. I really enjoyed it. And so that's kind of my connection to the church. And so I want to give you all, and actually before we start, kind of mention this, but there are obviously people in here that may not have been here last time when we shared and might not know about our ministry. And there are people that are watching that have maybe never heard of Campus Outreach. And so we just want to give, I want to give a quick background of who we are, who Campus Outreach is. And so our mission statement is simple. So we want to glorify God by building laborers on the campus for the lost world. And so that's our goal. That's why we go on campus. That's why we build relationships with students, that we want to see students raised up and built into laborers that will take the gospel wherever they go after college. And so so how we do that, how we start with a team. So God has put together our staff team. And so that's a picture at the top of our staff team. And so some of us have come from, who've been here for a while, have come from Georgia and Alabama. But most of our staff right now came to Christ or was discipled through our ministry here in Texas and have now come on staff. And so that's really exciting. And so we're at U of H, HBU, Sam Houston State, and Stephen F. Austin. And so, any alumni from any of those schools in here? We got a few, so we got a couple. Okay, great, great, great. And so how we do this, so our team, God has raised up our support for us. Our families are on board. We're excited. And so we go on campus, and we try to get into these groups primarily. And so we try to see, are there any open doors in the fraternities and sororities? Are there any open doors on the athletic teams, football, basketball, softball, volleyball, whatever the case may be? And then we go into the dorms also and say, are there any open dorms, any open doors in the dorms where we can come in and share our faith? And so kind of how it starts. So we go there and our hope and our prayer is that we would see disciples raised up. And how we do that, we go on campus and we boldly and broadly share the gospel and try to build relationships with students, a lot of them who don't know Jesus. And our prayer is that people would repent and believe in the gospel, and then we would go through a process of discipleship. We would teach them what it means to follow Jesus and live this new life as a follower of Christ. And through that, we try to model and equip them in light of sharing their faith and taking the gospel that has come to them where they're at and taking it to their friends and to their teammates and to their classmates. And so when that happens, our hope is that ministries would pop up, that students would be doing ministry all over the place, and primarily in their groups, in their spheres of influence. And then from that, our prayer is that movements or a movement of the gospel would happen on our campuses. And so obviously, you know, you see the big picture, and that's exciting and fun to get together for meetings and things like that. But really, our vision of a movement is just the gospel coming to a bunch of people and it going beyond what our staff can even imagine. And so we're seeing that happen on our campuses. And so that's a lot of fun. And then our prayer is that from a movement on the campus, that we would reach the world for Christ by mobilizing multi-ethnic laborers from these campuses. And so God has put us in a very diverse city. Houston is a very diverse city. He's put us on a very diverse campuses, and he's given us a diverse staff team. And we feel like God has put us there to see laborers from all over the place raised up to go share the gospel after the campus. And so, and then kind of from that, we will see multiplication happen. And so our vision for the school year, so kind of that's the overall picture of who we are and what we do. If you have more questions, you can ask us. We'll be here a little while after church. But our vision that we came up with in the city for this year, I have four things. And one is that our team will be unified and empowered by Christ and his word. That's our first prayer, that we wouldn't just go straight to thinking about ministry per se, but we would be united and empowered by his word, that we would recognize that apart from him, we can do nothing. The second thing is that we would continue to grow the community that God has given us, that the community has been established. And so last year, it was really fun. We started doing a lot of things between U of H and HBU together, and God's just blessed that. And he's brought people in, and we pray, and what we're working towards is to see that continue to grow, that our community wouldn't just be, you know, a holy huddle, but it would bring people in. It would be something that invites people in. And when that happens, our vision is that we would boldly evangelize. We would boldly share the gospel. And not only will we share the gospel in word, but also with our own lives. We will share our lives with students who don't know Christ. And even those who do know Christ, that we will share our lives with them. And then from that, our prayer has been that we will continue to establish and equip the students that God has given us over the past 2 to 3 years, that we will continue to help them grow in their walks with Christ and help them develop a vision and a heart to go share the gospel with their friends and with their family members. And so we're going to have some stories about that. But one of the verses that has really guided our team this semester is Colossians 1, 28 and 29. And it says, him, and Paul is saying this, he said, him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that works powerfully within me. And so our prayer is that, that in the midst of uncertainty, in the midst of all these adjustments that they are having to be made sometimes on the fly, that we would proclaim Christ. We would proclaim Christ with the strength that he gives us, like we said before. And that our goal, as we see these students, even those who don't know Christ, that our vision for them would be that they would grow in maturity. They would obviously come to know Jesus and that they would grow. And so Emmanuel and Julie and Greg are going to kind of give an update about what this looks like. And so I'll have Emmanuel share.
Good morning. Good morning. Can y'all hear me? Cool. So like Tim said, my name is Emmanuel Ubadinobi. I was born in Nigeria. We moved to the United States, Houston, A-Leaf specifically, in 2005. I went to the latter part of my college years. I went to Houston Baptist University, and I got connected to Campus Outreach through that. I was on the soccer team, and so I got connected, got discipled, and started looking for ways to make disciples, started telling my teammates about Jesus in college, and you know, saw a lot of them come to know Jesus. And so now I'm on staff at U of H. My wife, we're there together. Tim mentioned, I mean, we want to live life with students, right? We want to connect with them, want to get meals with them, we want to do life on life discipleship with them. And so that's what we love to do. But recently, this thing that you may or may not have heard about happened, COVID, right? And so you think about what does life on life look like in COVID, right? And so that, you know, COVID, you know, it's March, less than ideal for what we do, you know. But man, through that, God really showed us that the work of his kingdom just cannot be stopped by anything, right? Not even COVID, right? And so even in the hardship, and it's not conducive for how we want to reach students with the gospel, even through that, man, we were able to still meet with students over Zoom, right? FaceTime, still disciple them. COVID afforded students 4 to 6 months to be at home, and in that, man, they were sharing the gospel with their parents, with their siblings, right? We had one parent come to know Jesus during quarantine, during COVID, right? We had some students come to know Christ through that, God just showing off his sovereignty through that, and you know, as this new semester started, this new semester on campus, with COVID and all the regulations and all that stuff, you know, a big thing we do to get to know students is move in. So we go and we help them move in, right? We meet them, we get their numbers, we connect with them. Well, this year we couldn't do that, right? Because, you know, because of the regulations and all that stuff. And so And so we have to figure out other ways to meet students and to get to know them, right? And so even through that, even in all the in how different it was and how hard it was, I mean, God was still, he was still doing his work, right? His plan of redemption still carried on, right? We were in the city, we were able to see about 17 students this semester come to know Jesus, right? And so, you know, now we're discipling them and growing them in the faith. And so, what we do on the college campus, it starts to take off when students like Greg and these guys, when they take personal responsibility for the Great Commission, right? Like, this is my responsibility to tell students about Jesus, right? It's my responsibility. And so, man, we've just seen them. I mean, they've been just obedient to God and awesome and engaging students and engaging their friends, right? And so their friends are not just hearing from us grown ups, right? They're hearing from them, right? Their peers. And God has been using all that for his glory. A big thing we do every year is we call it Summer Project Galveston. Down in Galveston, it's a 9-week program where we get students together and we disciple them. Right, we get them jobs that they work, and all these things that they're learning, they get to go and practically apply it in their day to day jobs. Right, and so obviously, this past summer, we do it every summer. Obviously, this past summer, we couldn't do it, right, because of COVID and all that stuff. But, I mean, God really helped us to be creative. And so we took all that and we did all of that online, right? And so it was different. It was weird, right? Can't really have fun on Zoom. but God still used it, right? God still used it. He still used it to grow students in just conviction for spending time with him in the word and prayer, right? And training up in how to go share their faith, how to go share the gospel. And so, yeah, just a common theme this year has just been the faithfulness of God, right? And his plan of redemption still carrying on regardless of our situation. And so, yeah, that's something we're super excited about.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Yes, so like Tim introduced, my name is Julie Ubarinobi. So I was born in Vietnam. I didn't tell the first services, so you guys get a special spiel. I was born in Vietnam, moved here in 2011, in Sugar Land, actually, and then went to college at HBU, graduated there with a math degree. God's still using it in my job right now, you know. Sometimes I would be tutoring students while we're hanging out because they don't know how to do calculus, so I get to use my degree in that way. And then now I'm on staff at U of H, and so this is my third year there. And it has been challenging, but it has been really fun to get to see God work in people's lives and seeing how he used me and how he's grown me the past 3 years. So I want to share with you guys a little bit about ministry on the women's side. So it has been very different this year, like Emmanuel was sharing, but to a certain level, it's still kind of similar. And so we're not able to do events in the dorms anymore, which is a big deal for us because that's how we get all the people that we're connected to together to build relationship and continue to build trust and share our lives and our faith with them. But this year, we just have an opportunity to be very creative with the way that we get around people. And so we get to spend a lot of time outside, which is great in October, not so great in August, but we get to play spike ball with students, Frisbee, and then we go to the cafeteria and eat with them, take them off campus to eat, and then we have pumpkin painting day because, you know, girls, we like to paint. And so, yeah, so using those opportunities to get around people and build relationship and share the gospel with them. And so it's been really cool also to get to trust the Lord to bring around people that he wants to bring around. It's been really fun to see student leaders engage people alongside us and see them get excited to share with their friends about Christ and what they're learning. And so that has been super encouraging. So I want to share with you guys two stories of two women that I've gotten to disciple this semester. And so the first person is named Cybele. And so she grew up in church, but she was just going through the motion, didn't really know the gospel because her parents wanted her to be there. And so we got to go through this evangelistic Bible study called Reinvestigating Jesus. It's a 4-week Bible study. We got to talk about who Jesus is, who we are, what our condition is before a holy and righteous God, and what it looks like to follow Jesus. And so at the end, Jesus talks about the cost of discipleship in Luke 14, how, in summary, that if you want to be his disciple, you have to renounce everything that you have. And so I asked her to count the cost, to make a, what would you lose if you follow Jesus, and what would you gain if you follow Jesus? And so she was listing out these things, and then dialoguing through, I asked her if it was worth it to lose these things to gain Christ. And so she was really wrestling with this in her mind. I can see the distraught on her face, and I remember sitting in her dorm, and she was asking me all kinds of scenarios, but bottom line, not wanting to give these things up because she doesn't know if Jesus is worth it. And so she asked if she could have both, have what she has right now and have a relationship with God. And so kind of explained to her what she's giving up is not really giving up, because she's not going to stop going to school. She's not going to stop having friends. She's not going to stop doing a lot of the mundane day-to-day things, but it just looks like these decisions that she's making in these areas of her life, it's now to glorify God and for Christ to be in charge of those decisions. And so, and then I talked about why Jesus would be a better Lord than we are. And so talk with her through that, and helped her understand that Jesus has authority in heaven and on earth, all authority. And so really, we're not really giving him the control of our lives. He already has it. It's really just restoring the order that it should be, which is Jesus being Lord. And so help her understand that and continue to dialoguing with her through that. So if you guys think about her, pray for her, Cybele, this week. We're meeting on Tuesday to keep talking about the worthiness of Christ and how he is the only treasure that deserves our affection and worship on earth and in heaven. And so, this will be our last time meeting before the semester ends. And then another woman that I've gotten to know this semester is named Kate. And so she's a cheerleader. She's a freshman. Cybele is a sophomore. And so she is a Christian coming into college, but she has no concept of or any experience in discipleship. And so I asked her if we could start meeting up weekly and start digging into the Bible together and learning what it looks like to follow Jesus practically on a day-to-day basis. And she agreed to. And so we started meeting up. And then last weekend, we had a fall retreat. And so I talked with her about that. And she was hesitant. She didn't want to go because she was afraid that she could get exposed to COVID, then she wouldn't be able to cheer for 2 weeks, and then she will miss out on these things that she values. And so while that is a very valid concern, I challenge her to not make decisions out of fear, and to consider what it looks like to trust Jesus and to make decisions in light of him being Lord of her life. And so ask her to pray over Matthew 6 and the decision of going to the retreat. And so I didn't really think much of it. And then she texted me. She's like, I've been praying about it, thinking through it. And after talking with you, I decided to go because I think it would be good for me. And then after the retreat, she came back to me and she shared all the things that she learned over the weekend and how God showed her her idols of cheerleading, of cheer, and people's approval and friendships. And so how she put that over, put those things over Christ. And so she was repenting, learning how to repent, learning how to identify idols, all those things. And so it was really cool because just a week ago, she had no idea any of that means. And then now she begins to see idols in her lives and begins to see what it looks like to simply repent and turn to Jesus over and over and over, and to prioritize him above all things and to make decisions in light of him being Lord of her life. And so again, if you think about her this week, her name is Kate, you can pray that she continues to treasure Christ and that she continues to desire him, desire to spend time in his word and prayer, and that she would have boldness to share her faith on the cheer team, because a lot of the cheerleaders, her friends, her close friends, are not in Christ, and they are chasing after the things that seem to satisfy them but will only lead them to disappointment and emptiness, and so that Kate will continue to love Jesus and from that love share Christ with her friends. Yeah, and so that's all we have. Thank you.
Oh, there it is. So as Tim mentioned, my name's Greg Vincent, and I play, thanks, buddy. And I just finished my last season at HBU. So a little bit about me. I came to Christ my sophomore year in college and was connected through CO, and for the past couple of years just been learning how to walk with the Lord and what that looks like, and then also been learning how to disciple others and how properly to share my faith. And for that, I just had a heart to go share with my brothers on the football team, and I knew that's where the Lord was leading me and where my ministry would be. And so for the past year, I've been able to lead a D group with a couple of guys and just been able to see the Lord's work in that and being able to experience that, and it's just been awesome. It's been a wonderful experience, and to see the work of the Lord like right in front of you is just one of those best feelings in the world. And I would say that, you know, through that, I've been able to not only grow, but also just enjoy it and take a step back and see what exactly we're finding joy in when we go share our faith, when we go to try to disciple others. We've been walking through 1 Thessalonians this past semester with Tim and a couple of other, these guys, and just seeing Paul and his joy he finds in sharing not only his faith but his life with the Thessalonians, and to hear him say that this is his glory, this is their hope, glory and joy that they find in the Lord, to be able to share their life and disciple them, to see them grow in their faith and to go share it with others, has just given me encouragement to keep doing that, whether it's on the football team or with another friend, just to know that, to pray that, just keep abiding in the Lord and abiding in his work for us. And I just request that you would just pray for the guys that I'm currently discipling through that group, that that they would abide in their faith, be bold in their faith to share with others and to continue the Lord's work on the HBU football team, and that they would go out and lead their own discipleship groups and continue to spread his kingdom. So.
Yeah, it's really exciting and fun, you know, for me, even when I think about like vision and, you know, all the strategy and, man, seeing all these laborers raised up and going all over the place. But what really grips your heart is seeing lives change, seeing individual lives change. And so, you know, even thinking about Greg, just being able to, I guess, disciple him over the last 2 years, and just come in and see him grow and see what God is doing in his life. And just to think about, even for him saying that me sharing my faith with Christ has even given me more of a love and a joy, for Christ. And especially in, you know, for him, going through his last football season and not knowing if you're going to have a game or not, and not knowing what I'm going to do in the future and all these other things, to see that real life and real joy and peace and purpose is found in knowing Jesus and making him known. And that's been really cool. And so I just want to close with a couple things. One, just want to say thank you for partnering with me and my family, partnering with the ministry. Our prayer and my prayer is that would grow, that would continue and that would grow. And so want to share that. And then I want to leave with answering these two questions. So one, how can you pray for us? We kind of shared a couple prayer requests, and then two, how should this encourage and challenge you all? And I think about that because if you're just here and if I'm just here to hear a cool story about what God is doing, which it is amazing to hear what God is doing, but it doesn't impact the way we live, that we walk out of the way we walk out of here, we might have missed the point. And so I want to challenge y'all with that. And so, how can you pray for us? Three things. One, pray for our staff team and our families. Pray that we would abide with Christ first and foremost, and that our lives, our walks with Christ would be an outpouring, would our ministry would be an outpouring of what God is doing in our lives. Pray for marriages, our families, our kids, and we need that. So pray for our staff team, pray for our families. Pray for the 17 students in the city in at HBU and U of H who have professed faith in Christ this semester. Pray for them. Pray that God would establish them in their faith, that they would be assured by what Christ has done of who they are in Christ, and they would grow and start to build a foundation that would last for the rest of their lives. And then pray for the students that we're discipling right now, the people that God has given us to disciple, that we've known over the past 2 to 3 years, 4 years, that they will continue to grow in their walks with Christ, they will continue to love God, and that their heart for other people would, like we said, would be an outpouring of their love for Christ. And so, so pray for that. And then, how should this encourage y'all? I'll read this verse and just give a couple challenges. And so, like Greg said, we've been going through 1 Thessalonians as a discipleship group. And so 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 through 10, I'll read this. And it says, "We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in full conviction. And you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. And so I was thinking about this passage and thinking about Paul and Silvanus and Timothy, and they're seeing and they're taking in all that God is doing in these young believers' lives. I mean, they've been sharing their faith in these different cities, and they're going in and they're teaching the synagogues and they're reasoning with the philosophers and all this stuff, and people are coming to Christ, and then they're getting persecuted and kicked out to the next city and to the next city, and they get to Thessalonica, and they do this, and the same thing happens, and you see these young believers come to know Christ, and they're being established in their faith, and they're walking with him, and they're gone. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, they're gone. They're not there, but they see it. And I was thinking about kind of us, just seeing all that God is doing, right? Like thinking about, you know, him talking about that the gospel, like, I know you're loved by God because the gospel came to you, not only in word, but in power, in the Holy Spirit, with full conviction, and seeing how their lives changed. And so, and I believe that because of that, and because of us reading this, I don't think we can read this in 1 Thessalonians, and I don't think we should see what God is doing, and like I said, leave unchanged and leave not challenged. And so that our prayer would be that it would, the same thing that's happening with these people, that that would happen in our own lives. And so here's a couple challenges I want to just leave you with and things to encourage you with. And so my prayer and my hope is that that seeing all that God is doing, that this would allow you to have a heart of gratitude and a heart of prayer daily. Just like Paul talking about, we give thanks to God always for all of you, recognizing that it's God that is doing the work. And so pray that your prayer life would grow, and it would be out of heart of gratitude. Two, that it will, seeing this would allow you on a daily basis to turn to God from idols and to serve the living and true God. Just as you see happen with the Thessalonian church, just as I've been able to see firsthand it happening with our students and our staff, just as you're able to hear about it, that we as well would turn to God from idols, that things that are keeping us from worshiping God, we would turn to him instead. And, you know, we're talking about that of whatever it is. You know, we think about as a parent, I think about kids, and even giving that over to the Lord and saying, God, I want you to grow my kids. I want you to I want them to follow you more than they follow me. That was just one thing. We were having a conversation with a parent and just talking about the need for their kids to be discipled and in community. And so even that, letting that go and turning to God and saying, God, you are the center of their lives. And then the third thing is that seeing what God is doing, this would push you to fight for community and to push to be a part of his kingdom and to participate in his kingdom. And, you know, we think about all this stuff that's going on. Like, there's so many reasons. There's so many excuses that we can say, man, I can't spend time with the body of Christ, or I can't go share my faith right now. But that you would trust God and you would go pursue his people and the lost. And you got to think about the Thessalonians, that they did that. They were young Christians being persecuted, and God still used them. And just to pray that God would use you as well as you wait for his son from heaven, knowing, as verse 5:24 says, knowing that he who called you is faithful. And so I just want to encourage y'all with that. Pastor Dave's going to come up. He said he wanted to pray for us. And so thank y'all for having us.
Let me ask if you would all stand with me. Let's pray together for these guys. And again, I would encourage you to consider praying for them during the week and realizing that there's a real need on the college campuses today. There's a lot of indoctrination going on in our college campuses, as we know. So when you have students standing up for Christ, this is the forefront of the war that's going on in our country. So we need to be praying for them. Let's pray. Lord God, we do thank you so much for this ministry of campus outreach. We're thankful for the people that you've brought into this organization. We're grateful for the people who've come to Christ through it. We thank you for Tim and for his staff and how hard they work to get the gospel to college students and to get them discipling. We pray, Lord, for your hand of protection over their families. We pray for good health for them, that they could avoid this COVID. We pray that your hand would be upon their marriages, that they'd be strong. We pray for a safe delivery of Tim's baby in February. And Lord, we pray for Greg as he shares with these different football players. We continue to pray for his little discipleship group and his ability to reach out and for other football players to respond to the gospel. We lift up Kate and Sybil to you, and we pray, Lord, for them that your spirit would be working in their hearts, that they would count the cost and realize that Jesus is worth everything. And we're thankful for Kate that she went to the cheerleading things that she does, but decided to go to this special retreat that has really helped her to think and get her life turned around, and facing idols in her life. So we continue to pray for these different folks who are making such a difference on the college campus. And Lord, our prayer is that you would expand this ministry. We pray for more leadership to come in. We pray for outreach. And we pray, Lord, that as they've already reached four different campuses, I know that the desire is that they'd spread to even more. So our prayer is that this ministry would continue to grow, continue to develop, and that your hand would be upon it. And according to your sovereignty, that you would see that this ministry thrive and protect it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.